My name is Garland Robinson. Our lesson today, we're going to be talking about the church, those who may have obeyed the gospel, and yet the Bible talks about who have departed from the faith. They have apostatized. They have left the simple teaching of the Word of God. This is as the Lord said it would be, not desired that people would leave the truth, but simply the reality of it is that there are those who often embrace the truth to begin with. They will live faithful in the Lord's way for a while, but then they will fall away. Well, what's the answer to that problem? What's the answer to the problem of digression and apostasy and those who fall away? Well, the answer is simply to hold fast the form of sound words. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13 we read, "Hold fast the form of sound words that thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Sound words are wholesome words, are true words. When you think about a building, we might think about that building being sound or not sound. If you're looking at buying a piece of property and you look at the house on that, and when you walk, the boards begin to creak and they feel spongy, and or you begin to investigate in areas that may be rotten or weak. It may be through time or termites or whatever, it's had a water problem. That board, we would say, is not sound. It's not solid. It's not true. It's not to the full strength that it should be. Well, that idea is used in regard to the spiritual things likewise. So we are to hold fast not to what is weak or unsound or rotten, but to hold fast that which is solid and true and sound. And that is the way that God would have us to go. In the Old Testament, we read in Proverbs 23 and verse 23, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." We are to acquire the truth. We are to hold on to it. We are to buy it, purchase it, and do not let it go. Do not give it away. Do not sell it. Again, we read what Paul said to Titus in chapter 1 and verse 9 of that little book when he says, "Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to convince and exhort the gainsayers." Here that was said in regards to those who would be elders in the church. That's one of the qualities they must possess. They've got to hang on, be solid to the faithful Word of God, because that's by that he is able to lead the church in the right way, direct them, see to it that the brethren do what God has said. Titus chapter 2 and verse 1, "Speak thou the things that become sound doctrine." There is sound doctrine, there is false doctrine, and there is a grave difference between the two. The difference is being saved or being lost. The difference is heaven or hell. It's only sound doctrine, faithful, true doctrine that will lead to heaven. That which is unsound, that which is false, will lead to hell. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3 we read, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the doctrine which is according to godliness." What does he tell us to do? Hold on to wholesome words, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 15 we're told, "Stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle." Here we mention the word traditions. There are two kinds or two types or areas of traditions. There are traditions of men, and there are the traditions of God. The traditions of men will lead to eternal destruction. They're not inspired of God. That's man's thoughts, man's ideas. But the traditions of the apostles, the traditions of soundness, soberness, and truth, those are the things in which we are to continue, because that is according to God's Word. We find also in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21, when we're told to prove all things, hold fast that which is good. The word prove means to test or to try. We are to examine to see whether a teaching or a doctrine is right or it's wrong. And when we test it, when we try it, then if it's found to be true, if it's found to be consistent with the gospel, then we hold fast to it. We hang on to it. Well, it's again like Solomon was told to buy the truth and sell it not. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, we read, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." We're not to be wishy-washy. We're not to be gullible. We're not to be swayed one way or the other that we just believe any and everything that someone says and would lead us away from the truth. But he says, instead, to hold fast the form of sound words. Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Now, Paul said, in order to do that, we have to desire the whole counsel of God. And in fact, he had taught and preached the whole counsel of God. To the elders of the church in Ephesus, he had spent about 18 months in that area teaching and preaching the things of God. And during that course of time, he taught the entire counsel of God, that is, all the Word of God. He did not first gauge his audience and see what they would believe or wouldn't believe, what they would accept or not accept. But he first looked to see what God desired, and he taught that in truth and soberness. We read in Acts chapter 20 and verse 26 and 27, when Paul later met with the elders of the church at Ephesus, he said, "Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I am not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." He said, "I've told you everything God wanted me to tell you. And if anyone is lost, it won't be because I didn't tell you the truth. Your blood is not upon my head." Friend, the only way we can be free from the blood of all men is to do the same thing. The most loving, the most kind, the most considerate thing we can do in this world is to preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. Here Paul tells Timothy, "For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." We want to love the truth. We want to do good and right and stand where God would have us to stand. And God's people are not only to hold fast the form of sound words, but we are to go beyond that even and refute that which is contrary to sound words, to refute error. In Jude verse 3, we're told to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. That means to do battle against. That means to refute and confute those who would teach things contrary to New Testament doctrine. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, we read where Paul said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which teach things contrary to the doctrine of Christ, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the innocent or the simple." We are to call attention to those who do not adhere to, abide by, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to observe them, and warn brethren not to follow their pernicious ways. In Ephesians 5 and verse 11, we're told to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. The word reprove means to lay bare, to expose. So not only do we hold fast the form of sound words, that we hold it dear in our own hearts and lives, but even to the point of refuting, confounding those who would teach otherwise. We find that's what Paul did wherever he went, and that's why he often got into trouble, because he exposed error and false doctrine in every place. In Acts chapter 18 and verse 4, he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath day and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. In Acts 18, verse 28, we read, "For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ." He mentions in Galatians 2, verse 4 and 5, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out their liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us again into bondage? He said, to whom we gave place by subjection? No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. He said, when there were those that entered their midst and taught things contrary to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word that He had given, He said, we didn't give them opportunity. We didn't give them a platform. We didn't allow them to say what they will. But He said, we didn't listen to it, not for a minute, but they exposed it and examined it in light of God's word. That's why we read in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12 that we're to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. In Titus 1 and verse 9 and 10 and 11, we're to hold fast the faithful word, just as elders are told to do. We're told not to believe everyone that comes along, but examine them to see whether they are according to God, 1 John 4 and verse 1. You know, the devil can and will deceive people. In 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3, Paul said, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3 says, let no man deceive you. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9, 10, 11, and 12, he said, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Well, Satan can lie, and he does lie. And he deceives people. He comes making them think he is a lamb. He is meek and mild. He has the words of truth, but yet he's a ravening wolf. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13. We don't want to be deceived by deceivers and evil men and seducers. But instead, we want to hold to sound words. Sound words are the words of God. They proceed from God. They are the words of life. As Jesus said in John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. We read where Jesus asked the disciples, will ye go away and leave me? And it was Simon Peter that answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 6 and verse 68. Friend, if men do not hold to the pattern of sound words, the gospel will not be heard. It's our job to not only proclaim the gospel, but to live that gospel every day in our lives. Are you living it? My name is Garland Robinson.